You're listening to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner, committed to helping you become a soul on fire.
Welcome to Igniting Souls podcast. Carrie Oberbrunner, your host, Chief Igniter, episode 102, How to Spread Your Dream. Three factors that make ideas catch like wildfire. This episode is dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr. Look, tomorrow is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Super excited for a bunch of reasons why I'll tell you in a moment. But someone came up to me this week and said, Carrie, love your podcast. Love the announcement part, but you got to get into the content first. So you know what? I'm teachable. I learn. Good point. So I'm going to get right into the content. At the end, I'm going to share kind of some of the exciting announcements coming up, but let's jump right in. I believe that dreaming is essentially part of being alive. I'm going to break down some words here for a moment. Dreaming, right? I love Martin Luther King Jr. and his I Have a Dream speech. It is core to many of the programs that we teach. We break down his I Have a Dream speech. We get into what's something called flawless idea anatomy, which basically breaks down how certain dreams are flawless and how others are flawed. But the point is this, dreaming is essentially breathing. Think of the word inspire. When you break it down, it's literally the word in spirit. It's that you are connected to the spirit and you are breathing in and breathing out inspiration. Another word that I love is enthusiasm. Enthusiasm, right? Take that word for a moment. Entheos. Theos, of course, is the word God. We look at theology and all kinds of Greek words that are a derivative of theos, and you have enthusiasm. It means that you are literally possessed by God. And look, whether you have inspiration or enthusiasm, I think the words give a clue that you are connected to something other than yourself. We have the ability as humans, we are God's top creation. Other animals, other things that are walking around in this world today or crawling or slithering or whatever, they are not inspired. They do not have enthusiasm the same way. I would argue that us, humans, we have the ability to dream. Dreaming is to imagine something other than ourselves. It's to reach higher, to dig deeper. So dreaming to me is such an important word because I think most of the world has stopped dreaming. You might have heard me teach on this little next statement before, but that's the fact that most people think, oh, I got to go discover my dream. I have to do dream discovery. No, you don't. It's called dream recovery, where you have to actually go back to a time where you were alive. I don't care if that was when you were 5 or 7 or 3, but there was a time where you were alive and you had said words like abracadabra, which means, of course, I create as I speak, or it came to pass as I was spoken. There was a time that as a child, you were much more alive and awake and aware. But as adults, we get numb, we begin to get beat down, we begin to get cynical and critical, and we lose that major skill, major factor of being alive, which is dreaming. And I think that's why Martin Luther King Jr. is so special to many of us, at least the people who are alive, right? Emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Look, you might not have agreed with all of Martin Luther King Jr.'s approach or strategy, or gee, you might not even know much about the man himself. But here's what I know. People showed up. People came to hear someone say, I have a dream. He didn't say, I have a plan. Nobody would have showed otherwise. He didn't say, we have a dream. He stood up and said, I have a dream. And when someone does that, when they have the three factors that I'm going to share in just a moment, the world listens. The world takes notice. The world stops everything, gathers to a certain place in time, and the world showed up to hear that speech. And it went viral. It went viral for everything that could go viral back in decades ago when he shared it. Today, how do dreams go viral? The same thing. You probably have a dream. You probably have something inside you that is desire to give birth to. It's desiring to emerge in time and space and manifest itself, not just in your head, mental, but in the physical world. I talk about in Elixir Project Experience, this thing called first creation and second creation, how everything we've created occurs twice. I'm going to do a quote by Mark Batterson in Chase the Lion. Someone sent me this because in Elixir Project, I go deep into this, but somebody sent me a devotional, Serena, the other day, and it basically says every dream is created twice. The first creation is mental. Every invention, every business, every building, every painting is conceived in the right brain imagination first. It's nothing more than a single cell idea at that point. The second creation is physical. Now, I love what Mark Batterson's saying. I would agree with it, and I would even take it further and say that actually, when you create it first in your mind, it does exist. It does exist. How do I know that? Because dreams are thoughts, and thoughts, right, are ideas, and ideas exist. And just like we know from quantum physics, just like we know from Einstein's and others' work on the double slit experiment, we know that electrons exist in two places at once. You don't need to Google much to just type in double slit experiment, and you'll find out very quickly that electrons exist in waves, right, and particles, and therefore they exist in two places at once. So the moment you dream, your idea exists in on one level. And that's powerful. And that's where most people stop. They daydream. They dream and shut it down with first creation. I believe that we reflect God's image most abundantly and most correctly when we have an idea a second time. In other words, we have this thing called second creation. We dream and we do. We ideate and we implement. And if you're saying, Carrie, wow, where is this all coming from? This is where I hang a lot of my passion, is around helping others become souls on fire, helping others ideate and implement, dream and do. This, my friend, is my mission. It's to see people come alive. Now, why is that so powerful? Because Annis Nin said, we don't see things the way they are, but the way we are. That means that if you are dead, discouraged, disillusioned, disengaged, your world will be as well, because you see the world that way. But when you are alive and on fire and engaged and impassioned, the world looks like that too. It's not the world's fault. It starts with us. We're the ones who see an optimistic, amazing world in front of us, where we become creators, co-creators, where we were created in God's image to create, or we become cynics and critics and consumers. Your choice, my friend. So today I'm going to share the three factors that help ideas catch like wildfire. And at the end, I am going to share my I have a dream speech. It's brief. It's short. It actually involves you. but it's epic. And I think you're going to like it. But let's talk about those three ingredients first, because your dream can absolutely have these. And if it does, it will set your dream up to become viral, to become something that catches like wildfire. No promises, but when you have these three factors, it increases the chances exponentially. Number one, every dream that is going to spread needs to be clear. No dream has ever spread because it was fuzzy or foggy. I don't care if you want to take Christianity, right? Christianity, which birthed out of the Sermon on the Mount, if you want to call it the I Have a Dream speech of Jesus Christ. But that thing spread. That thing spread like wildfire. Why? Because it was clear. It was absolutely clear. It said, hey, humanity is separated from God by something called sin, right? Holy God, sin separates us, and we're in trouble. We need help. We can try to work our way back to God, which is called karma, which is called works, which is called religion, or we can rely on something or someone who bridged the gap, who literally bridged the gap, who took a holy God and a sinful humanity and joined them together through something that was essentially a substitution. And this substitution was a payment in blood through Jesus Christ's death on the cross. Folks, you can slice it a million ways, but when you unwrap the layers of the Christian faith, it's basically saying, look, every other religion is how man or woman can get to God. Christianity is how God came to us. That's it. You want simple, you want clear, that's what it is. Now, I'm not saying people all accept it. I'm not saying people enjoy it. I'm not saying people believe in it. Look, of course there's critics. Of course there's people who said, that's so stupid, we're going to kill everybody who believes that. But that's fine. Look at history and you will realize that it spread. Number one, because it was clear. Let's look at the next thing, right? I don't care if you take JFK's Man on the Moon, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. You can look at any dream throughout history and they have these three elements. These are not the three elements of flawless idea anatomy. That's something that's different. This is what helps dreams spread. We're only talking today about why certain dreams become viral and other dreams stagnate and they die. So number one, a dream has to be clear if it's going to spread. Number two, it has to be compelling. Now, when I speak about compelling, it doesn't always mean it's, you know, charity-based or that it's something that is transcendent or something that's altruistic or something like that. Dreams can spread based on the fact that they're compelling merely for entertainment purposes. A while back in 2016, there was this Chewbacca woman. You probably heard about it. You probably saw the Facebook video. Maybe you didn't. That's fine. I don't care if it's what did the fox say, right? The music video that turned into a viral phenomenon or dances, whatever, the Macarena back in the day or, you know, with the young kids in a few years ago, it was, what was it? I don't even know. My kids were singing it, Let Me Whip or whatever. I don't care what it is. I'm not saying everything spreads ideas because they are humanitarian based. No, it's compelling. Compelling can mean entertainment. Compelling can mean funny. Compelling can mean different. Okay, compelling can mean that it has a novelty aspect to it. But every dream that has spread and caught like wildfire was clear and it was compelling. Now, compelling can mean, yes, like Tom's shoes, you buy one pair, one for one, and you give one pair to a kid in Uganda. That's pretty cool. That's pretty compelling. But compelling, you have to realize, otherwise you'll miss it. Compelling does not always mean this other-centered, you know, just charity-based mindset. It just could mean this is super funny and I want to share it. And a lot of Super Bowl commercials are clear and they're compelling. Now, let's go into the third element. This is probably going to be a shorter podcast, but I want to get you dreaming and then on your way. Contagious. Number three, contagious. If you want your dream to spread, you want your idea to catch like wildfire, it has to be contagious. What does contagious mean? There's a book by Jonah Berger, I believe, who I think I'm pronouncing his name right, but he's a professor. He's a smart dude. I love the cover. It's got a little dandelion that is essentially blowing seeds. You've all seen it. How do these seeds become all throughout your neighborhood and spread? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they're contagious. All it takes is a little wind and all those dandelion seeds spread all over the place. How do certain viruses literally spread? Because they're contagious. You sneeze and now you have it. You touch someone with your hand, now they have it. That's how easy dreams can spread and ideas can catch like wildfire if they are contagious. Now, how do they become contagious? I don't care if you take the ice bucket challenge. Look, we can break these things down all day long. Now, have people tried to repeat the ice bucket challenge? Yes. Has it worked? No, because it wasn't compelling, because people said, oh, I've seen it. I've done that. I've been there. Look, new and innovative is often an element that helps ideas spread. But contagious means that someone can share it or spread it or pass it on very easily. And when you have dreams and ideas, if it takes 45 minutes to explain it and then spread it, it's going to have a tough time becoming contagious. Part of the reason why these things like Thunderclap and other social media things have sprung up is because they're shareable. Look at every blog post. Look at every blog post today. Every video. Facebook, WordPress, whatever platform you're using. They understand. LinkedIn, whatever. We want things to share. We want people to keep coming back to our social media platforms. So they literally embed certain buttons into every single post, every single video, so that you can share it. They want it to spread so that people remain on their platform for, quote, ad spend, so the advertisers can keep investing in their specific platform and not somebody else's. So again, marketers are very smart that we want our stuff to go contagious, to become contagious, and therefore we're going to make it easy. It's called share. Here's the problem. Just because something is shared all over the place doesn't mean that it is going to be an idea that spreads or a dream that catches wildfire. How do I know this? Because you're not sick for 10 seconds. It's not like you get a cold and then you're done after 10 seconds. No, you have that cold for days. Some people have it for weeks. The point is this, that your dream has to be clear, it has to be compelling, it has to be contagious, but contagious enough that it actually leaks into conversation. It actually leaks into the masses, what's being discussed, what's being talked about, so that when, what did the Fox say or whatever, people didn't just watch the 3-minute music video or 5-minute, whatever it was, they talked about it. And they said, have you seen this crazy video? Like, what were these people thinking? And how much time did that take? And that choreography was crazy and the lyrics. In other words, it was clear, it was compelling, but then it was contagious because it didn't just catch your attention for 10 seconds. Getting some eyeballs on your blog post for 10 seconds doesn't really help an idea catch like wildfire or a dream become something that spreads. You need to dominate the conversation for longer. And the way that you do that is make your dream clear, make it compelling, and make it contagious. You can't just have one. If you just have something that, ooh, you know, here's a share button, go share it, everybody. It's contagious. Look, if it's not compelling, who cares? And especially if it's not clear. We see all the time blog posts or books or videos that, you know, might be compelling and might be even contagious, but they're not clear. Like, what is this about? And besides shock factor, if you want people to literally stay with that dream for a while, like JFK's Man on the Moon, Jesus Christ's Sermon on the Mount, Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech, it needs all three elements. So now I'm going to talk about my I Have a Dream speech. I'm going to bring you in. And, you know, I think some of you will think, okay, now I can see how he's taught us, but now how he's putting this in real practice. Like, here's a literal I Have a Dream speech that Carrie has, and you test it. You see if it has all three elements. Here's the point. I have a big dream. I have a very big dream. This is the dream that's kind of dominated my last couple years. It's probably going to dominate my next couple years. It's that Elixir Project and the larger vision of unhackability, the larger vision of helping people become unhackable in this world that has so much noise, that's literally hacking people, that's literally pulling them off the wheels of where they're supposed to be heading in life. And we see the casualties. We see people sidelined and sabotaged. My I Have a Dream speech is so simple. Get Elixir Project, the fiction book, into a mainstream Hollywood movie. That's it. Talk about clear. Elixir Project becomes a Hollywood movie. Now, again, you might hear that and say, well, gee, what is the reason for that? Is it money? Is it fame? Is it this? Is it that? You can throw everything at it, but I'll tell you what, just this week, as people, the first class started going through Elixir Project Experience, the science fact course, folks, I am blown away. I am literally blown away. This is why I'm doing it. In fact, I got to read one testimonial super quick, then I'll talk about how it's compelling. Well, actually, let's just get into this. This is why it's compelling. Because of Scott, who gave me permission to read this. He said, Elixir Project Experience Day 2 was incredible. To be honest, after doing the exercise and watching the first two videos, I cried. I cried because I realized all the time that I had been hacked and that hacking kept me from my true potential of what God wants me to do. But once the tears stopped, my heart became filled with joy. Joy that I now realize that I am taking the steps necessary to make sure I stay on course to do what I'm intended to do. This was just day 2, and I feel this way. I can't imagine what I will feel like after day 30. My inbox is literally stuffed full of dozens and dozens and dozens of these testimonials. Why do I want Elixir Project to become a movie? Because some of the world will never hear the message unless it's put in a way that is entertaining, that is a metaphor that kind of hits them without them even realizing it. They will consume the movie, consume the book. They will think it's about, hacking in a near future fiction world and all this thrilling stuff and conspiracy. They'll get sucked into the story. And then at the end, they'll be like, oh my gosh, I am absolutely getting hacked in life. My dreams, my ideas are not becoming real. Why not? Because I'm getting hacked by all the distractions of life. And then I come in with the teaching and the course and the answer. That is a passion of mine. But here's what it needs. It needs you. I'm serious. It absolutely needs you. I have one action for free that I'm going to ask you to take that will help the dream become contagious. I spoke with an agent this week. I'm going to share that story. So I met an agent 4 years ago at a conference. Great guy. Met him over a meal in a group of other people. And this is just how it happens, right? You're in a group, you're talking, things are great. But I knew this guy was different, and I knew this guy was someone worth chatting with. I followed up with him, found out a little bit about his world, tried to add value to him. He was getting married soon after that. You know, got him a nice gift, whatever. Chatted with him. And I knew at that point in my life, while I was leaving the pastorate 4 years ago, actually over 4 years ago now, just about 4.5 years ago, I knew it wasn't the right time. I knew he was too big. I knew I wasn't big enough, meaning to justify him chatting with me. I mean, really, business is business. And I knew he only works with crazy, big, influential people that have major platforms that need his expertise, his lawyer ability to negotiate contracts and get things signed and this type of thing. I let it go. I just knew, you know, when the time is not right. I knew the time was not right. And so I just let it go. A few weeks ago, God brought him to mind again. And I'm like, you know, I'm going to reach out to him and reach out to him, see what's up. Of course, my passion is that Elixir Project, the fiction book, becomes so consumed and digested and discussed and compelling and clear with mainstream people and media that it warrants a discussion for a movie. So I talked with this gentleman, and he basically said, "Kerry, I honestly think you have something very clear and very compelling. It's very significant. And in fact, I want you to follow these steps. And you follow these steps, and then we'll take it to the next level." And he was very clear about what steps I needed to take. I know those steps are achievable. I know those steps are something that can be done. In fact, I'm taking action on those steps. But what we realized is that the book needs to reach more people. Now, here's what I mean by that. I know I can keep the book at its current pricing and, you know, make a little bit of money. Why? Because I've invested a whole bunch of money in the book itself. Why? Because I chose to not be traditionally published with this book. I chose to publish it through Author Academy Elite. We're having great feedback. You look at Amazon, I think there's over 140, you know, 5-star reviews. People are digging it. People are loving it. But what I realized is I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it unless I make it contagious. And so what I decided to do is something that I'm asking you to do and partner with me. I'm literally asking you to partner with me. Just like Martin Luther King Jr. said, "I have a dream, but I can't do it myself." I'm asking you to do something that takes 10 seconds. 10 seconds of your time, but it will literally change the course of people's lives, just like Scott's, just like all those other testimonials. So here's what I did. I basically made the ebook version absolutely free. What did I have to do that? You can do it a maximum of 5 days. You need to basically eat your royalties, meaning zero royalties, meaning I needed to pull down my ebook from iBooks, from Kobo, from Barnes & Noble Nook. I needed to pull it down from all kinds of places. I needed to eat my royalties for the ebook. And I am so committed to do this that I thought it's worth it. So for the next 5 days, today is January 15th, for the next 5 days, the 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 19th, I'm asking you right now, literally, I don't care if you're running, driving, whatever, I'm asking you to come behind the dream of Elixir Project becoming a mainstream movie by sharing the free ebook. That's it. Literally just saying to everybody you know, posting it on your wall, check out this book. It's science fiction. It's science fact. It's about a near future world. It's about humans becoming hacked. You got to check it out. And the goal is that we get 10,000 people minimum to download it. Why do I know that that's going to be something significant? Well, because I've spoken with the agent and we believe that the next step, forget step 10, the next step is that this be done, that this clear dream and this compelling dream about helping people become unhackable needs to become contagious at a higher level. And I can't do it myself. I just can't. And you might say, well, Kerry, you know, I'm just one person. I agree. You are one person. Scott is one person who's now, his life has changed. And he's going to create a dream on his end, which is going to help all kinds of people around the world. And I'm thrilled for him. That's one person who became alive and awake, and that's how it happens. Martin Luther King Jr. realized that if one person can catch what I'm saying about a united America, it will change the course of humanity. Someday, some little boy, some little girl will not have to deal with the world that Martin Luther King had to deal with. I would say to you today, we are living in a world that the distractions are becoming increasingly toxic, that a world is no longer able to help navigate the noise of life. They need tools, they need tips, they need tactics that work, that help them become unhackable. And the way that that's going to happen is for people to understand the message. The way that's going to happen is for people to see the movie. The way that's going to happen is for you to share the ebook for free. That's the chain. I'm asking you, please make the chain connect with your world today. This is Kerry Oberbrunner. Hope you found value today in your own dreams as we talked about how do dreams spread. Three factors that help ideas catch fire. And the timer has started. I literally only have 5 days to do this. That's it. Those are the rules. Then it shuts down and then we're done. So I'm asking you in my moment of need to go make that happen. Not for me, but for somebody else who is in danger of getting hacked. This is Kerry Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. It's an honor to be with you today. I'm going to go hit a run in 20-degree weather. I'm going to go bundle up. We'll see you later.